It's time for the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nick's Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, J.L. Hirsch and Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance.
And good evening and welcome into the first edition of the 2025 North Posey Football Coaches Show, coming to you live from North Posey Practice Facility. I'm Jordan Fisher alongside Head Coach Waylon Shank. And Coach, it's been a hot summer, but it's good to finally be back here. Football is finally on the cusp.
Yeah, it's been a short summer, it seems. I feel like we were just doing this not too long ago, but happy to be back, excited for another great year, and yeah, you're right, it's been hot.
It's been very hot. So let's start there, because you had the youth camp last week where it was really a problem with your guys' temperatures. You were able to get one day in, but I know that's such an important part of the summer to you. How did you guys make that work despite all the temperature issues?
Yeah, you know, we go safety first around here with these kids, and, you know, we have some NFHS guidelines that we follow with all of our athletes, and you know, when we're above those thresholds, we call things off. And it was unfortunate because I really like spending that time with those young guys and getting to know them. And I know our high school athletes enjoy being out there and being a part of that. But, you know, we salvaged a day of camp and gave out some free T-shirts and gave out some jerseys that the kids can wear to the games this year. And, you know, we'll get back to a full camp next year.
So let's get into the off-season program. Of course, you start really with weightlifting kind of at the end of the school year going into summer. I don't know when exactly you guys started that program, but that's something you do really throughout the year from start to finish, but really picks up during the summer. Who kind of stood out to you in the weight room this past summer?
You know, Cade Mock was our guy who led that weight room. You know, Cade, I talked about this to some other people. You know, Cade finished the season last year in the sectional playing up at South Vermillion. He was playing defensive back at 130 pounds as a sophomore, and he weighed in at 175 the other day. And you don't do that without working hard. And he's made a huge commitment to not just the weight room, but his nutrition. You know, we talk to our kids all the time, and a lot of our kids put in a ton of time in the weight room. Those guys that are seeing the huge results are those guys that are committed to the nutritional side of it too. And, you know, we're fortunate. We've had a great offseason. Our kids have really bought in. We started really after Thanksgiving break. We started hitting it after school 3 days a week. You know, our program, we go every day during the school day. Everybody gets about 40 minutes of workout in, but we pick that up after Thanksgiving break, and we go 3 days a week. And our attendance has been great. We're led by a bunch of young guys, a bunch of underclassmen. We don't have very many seniors this year, but I'm really pleased and really excited. If these guys will continue to work the way that they're working now, man, the sky's the limit for this group.
Well, first I want to start with Cade. He's got to have some influence from his older brother, Ty, who a year ago we were having the same conversation. You got a chance to talk to Ty, and you had mentioned him as kind of being the workout warrior of the summer. I think certainly that's in the DNA of a Mock.
Oh, yeah. You know, and Corey and Lisa, their mom, 100% committed to what we're trying to do. And, you know, they hold their kids accountable. And, you know, Ty just shipped off to the military, and we've heard from him a couple of times. He's doing great, and we expected him to with how good a shape he went to boot camp in. But that's just kind of, like you said, their DNA. Corey lives that lifestyle. Lisa lives that lifestyle, and they pass it down to their kids.
Now, I know you're going into, I believe, is it year nine now as the coach of North Posey? So it feels like it's flying by. But the last several years since I've been covering the team on the radio for 98.9 WPIW, it seems like every year at the end of the season, your guys' group wants to get back in the weight room immediately after. And I think that's a testament to the program you've built and the pride that they have in putting on the Vikings jersey and really trying to get out there and play for North Posey.
Yeah, and it's almost become an escape, you know, in a society, in a world where our young kids are always, it's screen time and Facebook and all that stuff. The weight room gets them to just put those devices down, be a kid for an hour, get around their buddies, have a good time. Our coaches lift with them. We try to compete with them. You know, it's just a great opportunity to build relationships and talk and have real meaningful conversations while you're working. And, you know, our guys enjoy it. It's a lot of hard work, but at the same time, it's things that they look forward to. The competitions we do in there are brutal. Like I said, our coaching staff, a lot of us do it with them. And there's times, man, I want to quit. But you know, when you got 55, 60 guys in there every day looking at you and counting on you, it's hard to quit on your teammates when they're all there.
And speaking of having fun, because these are kids at the end of the day, you guys always do a trip during the summer to kind of help with some team bonding, get away from the football side of things and more so have the fun of being a teammate or being a team in general. Where did you guys go this year, and can you fill us in a little bit about what happened there?
Yeah, the last couple of years we went whitewater rafting, and we decided to do something a little bit different this year. We took, I think there was 48 of us that went to Brown County, Indiana. We went camping for, we got up there early Friday, Saturday, and came back Sunday, and camped at a place called Explore Brown County. They had a big lake, a lot of trails, campground. Our big thing we did this year is we went paintballing. They have a big paintball course up there, and the kids had a blast, of course, going after its coaches. And it got real competitive, but, you know, it was probably a 95-degree day. We played paintball for 2.5-3 hours, and we went through we went through 25,000 paintballs.
That's a lot.
So we were bruised and battered a little bit, but, man, all the guys had a blast, and they went fishing, and Coach Fisher, as always, cooks for us and takes care of us the whole time we're there. And, man, it was a great time. It was a great experience. And, like I said, we get away. We don't talk much about football. We just kind of check on each other's families and how people are doing and how life's going. And it's just a great opportunity to get these kids to know them away from that, the athletic side of thing, and for them to get to know us as people. And I think it goes a long way when you're together as much as we are throughout a season.
I know it's very easy to take for granted in the moment, but have you ever had any kid or kids come up to you afterwards and say, thanks for taking us on this trip because such a wonderful time?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember last year, Coach Garrison, who's now our coach, Luke Garrison, who was on our team last year, and he's a volunteer assistant this year. Last year he came up to me after the whitewater draft trip, gave me a big hug, said, Coach, this is the best day of my life. He had a blast, and we get that a lot. I think, you know, sometimes we take for granted that all these kids get opportunities to go on vacations, and, you know, some of these guys don't. You know, they don't come from families that go on vacations all the time, and this is an opportunity for them to escape and see some other things. And like I said, just get to know us, and you know, it gets heated sometimes in the season, and you got to hold guys accountable, but it's a lot easier to hold them accountable when they know you care about them, they know you love them, and they know you got their best interest at heart. So it's worked well for us.
Going back to Coach Garrison, he was someone that you had named on the coaching staff actually at the banquet to kind of cap off the North Posey season last year. What were your emotions in that moment? Because I don't think I've ever actually asked you that as far as when you were going through that.
You know, I know a lot of people – on the outside looking in, I'd probably see me as a, you know, I'm pretty hard guy and hard to get to know sometimes. But you know, a lot of that, I'm just so busy. I'm running around all the time doing things. But, man, I am an emotional guy, and I do care about these kids a lot. And, you know, we give up a lot of our time and our families for these guys. And it was an emotional time for me because I feel like, you know, this football program – has changed kids' lives. And it was doing it way before I got here. Coach Jingleball, Coach Rankovich, and those guys, they were changing lives before I got here. And I was fortunate enough to be given the opportunity to be the next guy that does that. And I take that job seriously. You know, I know they expect that out of me. And I talk to Coach Jingleball a lot. And, you know, that's what this is about. And I look at a kid like Luke Garrison, who we got him involved in football and it opened him up to have a better social experience at school and realizing what it's like to be a part of a brotherhood. So giving him this opportunity to still be a part of this program, it means a lot to me, and it is an emotional thing because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all people and we're all human, and you know, emotion, it weighs on us a little bit.
Certainly that was a great moment last year, and I think it's going to be great having him around on the coaching staff this season. Let's step away for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get a little bit more into the football side of things and get to some of the scrimmaging you've been doing this summer as we get ready to go for the upcoming 2025 season. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to North Posey Football Coaches Show live on 98.9 WPIW.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to clear up some space at home, store things that matter the most, or need an area to keep your business's materials and inventory, turn to Posey Storage in Poseyville. They've got storage units to fit about any need, with four sizes to choose from, including 5x12, 10x12, 10x24, and extra large 12x35-foot units. Need room for a boat, RV, or camper? They have you covered with both indoor and outdoor options. And renting couldn't be any easier. Call them at 812-622-1626, rent online at PoseyStoragePV.com, or stop by and use a convenient rental kiosk on site. Plus, with security cameras around the property, your stuff stays protected. Posey Storage, your local storage solution at 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Nix Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nix Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nix Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nixindustrial.com.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
You count on your car every day, so keep it looking sharp at Billy Sparkle and Shine in Poseyville. A clean car doesn't just turn heads, it feels better to drive. Billy's has a touchless spot-o-matic bay for a quick and easy wash, two self-serve bays if you're hands-on, and four powerful vacuums to freshen up your interior. If you're tackling summer bugs, the front bug sweep pass on the Ultimate Package can clean up that mess too. And for businesses, fleet accounts make regular cleanups a breeze. So stop by Billy Sparkle and Shine today at 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville and give your car the care it deserves.
Welcome back to the 2025 first edition of the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live here from North Posey Practice Facility with head coach Waylon Shank. I'm Jordan Fisher, and thanks for tuning in here on 98.9 WPIW. Coach, we were talking about it off the air before we started our coaches show. You had quite a few scrimmages this summer, different varieties, different schools. Tell us a little bit about that as far as the summer goes.
Yeah, we started off with a kind of a short 7-on-7 with Princeton, just kind of see some other competition. And from there, we did 11-on-11 with Bossy and North Davies and Washington. You know, summer is always interesting because you never have your whole team around. And it's good in that they're not always here because you get younger guys reps. And sometimes you know what your older guys can do, and it's good to see those young guys. But, you know, we've seen some really good things, and we've seen some things we need to work on. But overall, you know, I feel pretty good about the summer and where we're at. And competition was good, and you know, all three programs presented some different challenges that we needed to work on. But it's always good to get to see somebody else in another color jersey, get to hit somebody else, because we've been beating on each other a little bit all summer.
And I know that when we went to this conversation last year, you were excited about the competition that was going to come from losing so many seniors, because you had two back-to-back really big classes leading your program the last 2 years. And you mentioned earlier you have a lot of upperclassmen kind of taking on leadership roles. Kind of reminds me a little bit of going back to the 2022 season when you had a similar situation that primed you for the state championship run. What have you tried to get out of some of the younger kids and kind of teach them as far as about how that group did it and how this group can do it?
Well, when you don't have many seniors, and I think we have five right now, when you don't have many seniors, some of these young guys are forced to lead maybe sometimes before they're ready, and that pays off in the long run. But, you know, we've been fortunate to have some experienced, you know, juniors and even some experienced sophomores who've played some high-level athletics that are kind of leading this team right now. And, you know, that's good. Like I said, Cade Mock's a kid that has played a lot of varsity football, and he's only a junior. Carter Schickel's been in a lot of different situations. He's only a junior. Dylan Murphy, you know, travels the country playing high-level baseball and has played some high-level football already, even though he's only a sophomore. Lennox Stone's a kid who's even played at times as a freshman on that team that went to state in some situations where we had some injuries. So we've got a lot of guys that have a lot of experience. They're just not necessarily seniors. And then we got a couple seniors in Seth Gentile and my son personally who's played a lot of varsity football as they both kind of started last year. So it's a mix of young talented guys with a few old guys who got some experience, and they're really meshing well and gelling together.
You've mentioned some of the familiar names from last year, like a Dylan Murphy, a Cade Mock. You touched on Remy Johnson earlier, of course, Carter Schickel. Who has really kind of stood out to you that might be a little bit of an under-the-radar name from this summer that you could see having a big impact on the season this year?
There's really three guys that have stood out. Not necessarily they're the only guys that are going to play a big role in this team, but Brendan Reich stepped up. We really needed an H-back when Gavin Myers graduated, and Brendan's come in, and not only he's done a good job, he's only sophomore, but he's doing a good job at defensive end and H-back. Brody Fain's kind of our Swiss Army knife, man. He can play corner, he can play safety, he can play any one of our four receiver positions, long snaps for us, punts. I mean, he can punt for us. Brody's been here I don't think he's missed a day all summer, doing some great things. And then Brandon Courts is another kid that committed himself to the weight room. He's a kid that didn't, you know, kind of left the program as a sophomore, didn't really know if he wanted to play football. We got him back out last year. He fell in love with the weight room, strong as an ox. And, you know, he's a kid who's worked his way into a situation where he's going to be on the field a lot for us. But, you know, a lot of guys have contributed throughout the summer. Guys are really starting to understand what their role is. And, you know, we're gonna have a lot of depth. It's going to be young depth, but we're going to have a lot of depth.
Has there been any position battle to you that has really stuck out as far as being a super high-level competitive battle?
Yeah. I mean, we've got probably eight or nine guys competing for five offensive line jobs. You know, it's this guy will have a great day this day, and then the guy who's in front of him, he kind of passes him, and then the next day it may go backwards. So the good thing is you know, competition's a great thing. You know, iron sharpens iron type approach. And where last year we had five guys that were pretty much all we had up front, and we didn't have any varsity-ready bodies after that, this year we're in a lot better shape in terms of depth. And those guys are progressing really well right now.
Let's go ahead and step away for one more timeout. We'll come back. We'll kind of talk about the final bit of preparation you have as you're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the 2025 high school football season. Don't go anywhere. The North Posey Football Coaches Show continues live from North Posey right after this commercial timeout.
The summer sell-off is on at Expressway Jeep. Get employee pricing, factory incentives, and dealer discounts. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 crew cab 4x4 for only $39,690. Plus, spin the Patriot Wheel for bonus prizes or up to $1,000 cash. Only at Expressway Jeep in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 250 dock fee. Price includes $3,000 rebates and 1500 Expressway Jeep owner loyalty. Must trade in any model vehicle purchased from an Expressway family dealership. New vehicle purchases only. Excludes previous purchases. Offers odds of winning are 1 in 30. See dealer for details.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville. When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113.
Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
If you're looking to breathe new life into your worn-out asphalt, you need Smith's Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance, a family-owned and operated business you can trust. Their team specializes in sealing and maintaining asphalt, making old driveways and parking lots look brand new. With fair prices and a commitment to quality, they're the ones you can rely on. Visit them on Facebook and give them a call for a free quote today. Call 812-228-9651 for Smith's Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance. Trust in family. Trust in quality. Trust Smith's.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field. GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
You work hard to play hard, so protect your investment with a truck liner, textured coatings, or powder coatings from Rugged Armor Linings in Poseyville. Offering professional applications to protect your vehicles, RVs, off-road vehicles, and boat interiors against heat, scratches, dents, rock chips, and fading. 16 colors available. For an estimate, contact Paul Edwards by appointment only at 812-457-2415. Again, that's 812-457-2415. Rugged Armor Linings, 129 West Fletchell in Poseyville. Your dealer for B&W Hitch and Rough Country Accessories.
Welcome back to the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from the North Posey Practice Facility here with Head Coach Waylon Schenck. I'm Jordan Fisher on your home for Vikings football, 98.9 WPIW. As we kind of wrap up our first edition of the Coaches Show this season, Coach, the final weeks of preparation are coming up. You were just talking it over with some of your assistants about what you are going to be installing over the next couple weeks. How does that look, without going into too much detail, obviously, for you as a head coach as far as how you're wanting to try to install things before week one? Because you have a pretty big matchup against Southridge.
Yeah, right now we're getting into, like, situational football. You know, we've put our base stuff in, our base formations in all summer, and try to get the blocking schemes down and all those good things, and our passing progressions, you know, getting our quarterbacks comfortable with what their reads are and where guys are going to be. And we've done a really good job of that. Like this week, we're starting more situational stuff. We've gotten all of our special teams type things in, but, you know, what's goal line packages look like? Defensively, what's our goal line packages look like? We started working on, you know, our 2-minute drills, things like that, that have kind of bit us in the butt in the past, where maybe we weren't prepared for certain situations. So we've made a point this offseason that you know, we're going to throw every situation we can at our kids. You know, down 3 with a certain amount of time, up 4 with a certain amount of time. How do we milk the clock? You know, how do we save as much time as possible in situations? How do we make sure that, you know, anytime we get the ball inside the 10, it results in points? And, you know, that's where we're at now. And, you know, and then you start throwing in a few gadget things here and there, you know, for what you see from your opponent, what defense they run, what is a thing here or there you can take advantage of. And, you know, going into week one, you never know, because you don't know what the other program's done in the offseason. Are they going to run a new offense? Are they going to run a new defense? Who do they got back? Who moved in? So, you know, kind of going week one blind, because not many people show much in that scrimmage. But at the same time, we feel like we can prepare our guys for situational football better than we have in the past.
I was going to say, so we talked about a lot of the 11-on-11, 7-on-7, stuff like that. Probably more just focus on base principles and that kind of thing. But now that you have the scrimmage against Princeton on Friday, a chance to maybe test out some things, but you also don't want to show too much because, of course, it's preseason. You want to stay a little bit vanilla, but still an opportunity to work on some concepts, right?
Yeah, and I think Southridge will take that same approach. I know they got Perry Central in their scrimmage. We don't expect to see much on film from them. I know Coach B, him and I are good friends. He's not going to expect to see much from us. You know, we're watching last year's film to see if we can, you know, pick things up. I'm sure they're doing the same thing. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're going to put two different teams out there, and you know, who can adjust the quickest, who can make better halftime adjustments, whose kids are more physical, who tackles better, you know, who blocks better at the point of attack is going to be who wins week one. And then as you get further along in the season, you start getting 3 or 4 game films on people, you start picking up tendencies. But, you know, week one, it's kind of a crapshoot going in. You're not sure what you're going to get.
So with the scrimmage coming up on Friday, just for our listeners, what are kind of the details of that scrimmage? I know you mentioned it is going to be IHSA sanctioned. There will be officials and the whole nine yards there. But what time does everything start? What can fans do to come watch?
Yeah, we're going to come out. We're going to try to run this thing for our program. We try to do a dress rehearsal, man. It's one of those deals where you want all the little details to be worked out this week and not next week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from how the locker room's handled in pregame, kids doing what's right, showing up on time, not having seven kids who need mouthpieces and all the things that every coach deals with. We're trying to work that out. Make sure our pregame routine goes, time it up the way it should be, you know, get used to having official spotting the ball and how quickly the play clock's going to start. And we try to run that thing outside of play calling as similar to a game as we possibly can. We're going to kick off at 7 because that's our normal start time. And, you know, our guys, we want to see them come out and compete. Like I said, I mean, not many programs around here are going to show a whole lot of their number ones. Our guys will probably play, you know, 15 offense, 15 defense in terms of our number one guys. And then we got some position battles, and maybe not for starting jobs, but for backup roles. And we're going to get a lot of those guys as many looks as we can and hopefully come up with a good depth chart going into week one.
So going into week one, I always know it's a big point of emphasis for every coaching staff to elect the proper captains. Have you guys decided on who your captains are yet for this season, or is there still to be determined?
I think we've narrowed down a list. But, you know, every day brings something different. And, you know, there's a couple guys who have probably locked in some spots. But, I mean, there's still a couple that are open. And it may be a situation where we rotate here and there, depending on how it goes. But, you know, we'll let the team vote a little bit, and then the coaches will put their vote in. At the end of the day, the coaches are going to make that final decision. But I think our guys would elect the four that we're probably going to elect anyways, because they've kind of led this group in the offseason.
Last question here, and then we'll wrap this up, Coach. What are you most excited for this upcoming season?
You know, it's just a fresh start. You know, you've had the same names here for, I mean, the Liam Stones, the Jed Galvins, the Gavin Myers, the Ty Mawks. You know, those guys had great careers and set a lot of records and did a lot of great things. And you kind of take those kids for granted because they felt like they were here forever because they had so much success. And, you know, it's just it's exciting to see new, young, fresh faces and new young kids that are eager to learn. But I think the thing I'm most excited about this whole group is how coachable they are. We don't have any attitude problems right now. And I'm not just saying that because we're on the radio. And every team I've had in the past, we've had to manage some egos and we've had to manage some personalities. Man, I haven't had to do that. This offseason, kids are doing a great job of communicating with me. Kids are working hard. They're pulling for each other. There's a lot of camaraderie in this group. A lot of kids, when they're young and they don't have too many bad habits, they show up eager to learn, and we're getting a lot of that this year.
Sounds like you're pretty excited to go back to maybe being underdog status after having a target on your back a bit last year.
Yeah, that bullseye gets pretty big sometimes. And, you know, we've flown under the radar. We haven't seen many news crews out here. We haven't had many newspapers out here interviewing us. And, you know, I saw the Courier Player of the Year came out this week, and I think there's like 35 kids on it, and everybody seems to be represented but North Posey. And that's kind of like that's where I like to be, you know, flying under the radar, and you know, under promise and over deliver is kind of our philosophy here, and I think we'll do that again.
A chance to maybe put your name in there somewhere else, whether it's a player or as a team as a whole.
Absolutely.
Well, looking forward to seeing this team, see where they go throughout this season. Of course, we'll have a coaches show again next Monday, same time, 5:30. Probably do it right here at the practice facility again, probably throughout the season as well. But I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And this has been the first edition of the North Posey Football Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School. We'll talk to you again next Monday, same time, same place, here on 98.9 WPIW.
You've been listening to the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nix Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, J.L. Hirsch and Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance. Keep up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW and PoseyCountyRadio.com.